Reminder, of course, that tonight is Rosh Chodesh Av, so we'll say Yalla V'yavo and Shemon Esrei. When there was a Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, his name was Rav Nissen Karelitz, and at one time Rav Nissen was walking down the street with another person, and they're walking down the street, and a person who is Rav Nissen's neighbor comes over to him. And he says, you know, he was not just a Beit HaMacham, he was a Dayan. He was one of the Gedolei Ador. So the guy comes over to him and he says, Rav Nissen, you know, you owe me 600 shekel. Rav Nissen says, really? I didn't know. Why do I owe you 600 shekel? He says, because you just painted your house. And when you painted your house, there was residue from the paint that got into my pipes and it clogged up my pipes. I had to call a plumber to fix it. It cost me 600 shekel. So Rav Nissen, okay. So he takes out 600 shekel and he gives it to the guy. Fine. So the neighbor walks away and turns to the guy next and goes, I just want to tell you three reasons why I didn't owe this guy 600 shekel. Number one, he said, everybody knows that paint residue, that doesn't clog pipes. It's very minimal, right? Builders tell us, right? It doesn't clog your pipes. Number two, he says, our piping systems, our plumbing systems are separate. Our houses are separate from each other. There's no way it got in his pipes. And number three, he said, I didn't paint my house. So he says, okay, so why'd you give him 600 shekel? He says, because I don't want to fight with him. It's not worth it. Take my 600 shekel, we don't want to fight. So Biederman said, I'll tell you a raya for this idea from this passage parsha, a proof. So we know that when Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven come to Moshe Rabbeinu, they say, "When I'm interested in going to Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to stand on the other side of the Yarden." And Moshe literally flips his lid; he cannot believe it. And you don't blame him, right? This is, kidding me? You've been here 40 years to get fine. So we know Moshe is very upset with them, and nevertheless he makes a pshara with them. He makes a compromise. You go to fight. If you go to fight, then when you come back, you get to take the land. Fine, and they agree. But there's another piece to that conversation. There's one detail that was still up for debate. Because Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, if you go, right, after they've already made an agreement. So they're going to go, and they're going to help you conquer the land, but then we'll give them the land that they want. I mean, if you go first and you conquer the land, then we'll give you afterwards the land on the Eved Yard that you want. And the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, they respond. Vayanu, they respond to him. Es asher diber Hashem al avadecha kenasa. We'll do exactly what you said. Nachu na'avor lifnei Hashem eretz kanan v'itanu achuzas nachlasenu me'Eved Yard. And they say, but we're going to go across. But by the time we come to cross the Jordan, we will already have that land in our possession. Meaning, there was one last detail that they wanted to switch, even though after they agreed. We're going to first make sure we have the land on the other side of the Jordan, and then we're going to go in to the other side. One small detail that was different. So if you're Moshe Rabbeinu, you're like, we went through this whole back and forth. You agreed with me. And now they want to move a switcheroo at the way end and change something Moshe says. And so what happens at the end? The Torah says that what happened? That Moshe gives it to them in the end. He gives it to them. He gives it to them. So basically did what they wanted in the end. He gave it. So Rashi notes this difference, that they made the switch and he gives it to them. Fine. So Svarna says, why? Moshe was so mocked by this whole story. Why at the end does he not give it to them? Says the Sforno, Shaloli kanes l'machlokas. Should be a machlokas, should be a fight. Moshe said, no, I'm going to let this one go. And I think it's even more striking. Why? Because this is an area where they already were fighting. Moshe actually decided this was something worth fighting about. It's worth giving them mussar about. But at a certain point, what did he say? You know what? I got what I wanted, basically. One small detail I didn't get. He says, you know what, that detail, I'm going to let it go. We were able to come to a pshara, I'm going to let that detail go. It's not worth it. It's not worth the fight. And I think that, you know, we're obviously entering the 9 days now in a couple of minutes. And certainly now, who knows? They just said maybe they're going to attack, and Iran's going to attack tomorrow. We don't know. Every day is a new decision what day they're going to attack. And we ask ourselves, like, what am I going to do? What do I do during the 9 days? This is some 9 days. And we all feel like helpless. What's going to make a difference? So I'll give you an idea. One thing to make a difference. During the 9 days, you find yourself in a position where there could be machlokas. Let it go. You're right and they're wrong. You're right and they're wrong. It's going to happen sometime over the next 9 days where you will be right and someone else will be wrong. And if you want to create a zechus for Klal Yisrael, well, to create a zechus for your family, or create a zechus that we shouldn't have 9 days anymore. Let it go. Doesn't it be worth 600 shekel? It'd be a lot less than that. There's so, on the one hand, there's so little that we can do. We can't change the world. We can't change world affairs. We can't change the politics of the world. We can't change whatever it is that we want to change that's going on in the big wide world out there. But in our little teeny tiny world, we can change something. Choose one time to let it go. And then that's the chus of all of us deciding, lo likonas l'machlokas, a little extra avas chinam, which we zochas that this 9 days are the last 9 days.